From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 969th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry tonight, starring Roy Acuff and all the Smoky Mountain Boys.
Roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Hey, when it goes to snow, you know what I know. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Honey, where you been so long? Baby, where you been so long? As soon as I land with a banjo in my hand, honey, where you been so long? Roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Hey, when it goes to snow, if you know what I know. Tennessee,
outside.
I own the sunny Tennessee. That Tennessee, that's where I long to be. Back home in sunny Tennessee.
Roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Oh, you would know the snow if you know what I know. Roll on, buddy, roll on.
All right, thank you, friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. And here is Grant Turner with a starting lineup. Who's at bat, Grant?
Right. Well, first off, there's our gal, Miss June Carter.
Yeah, the Old Hickory Singers and Howard Foster.
And Bashful Brother Oswald, lovely June Webb, the Jug Band.
The Opry Square Dancers, all the Opry gang, and our special guest, Benny Martin. Thank you, and now here are the Old Hickory Singers with a great tune from way back when the red, red robin comes a-bob-bob-bobbing along. Claude Sharp, get them started. Let's go.
When the red, red robin comes bob-bob-bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I can do now? I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just kidding, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he stops throbbing his old song.
Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh, and be happy.
What if I've been through now? I'm walking through fields of clouds.
Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just kidding, doing what I did again, singing a song. When red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
Thanks a lot, Claude Sharp and the Old Hickory Singers. Now it's time we heard from our guest. He's a boy who's come up fast and has become a great favorite with the folks here at the Grand Ole Opry. Let's give him a great big welcome, make him feel right at home. Benny Martin! Hey! Benny, come in. Benny, it's good to have you with us tonight, good buddy.
Good to be here, Roy.
I know you've been out on the road quite a bit, Benny. You got anything to tell us about those dates, huh?
Well, we have been out on the road a lot, Roy. We met a lot of wonderful people out through the country, and we're going out on another tour before long. But most of all, we're kind of looking forward to visiting with you down at Dunbar Cave on Mother's Day, the opening day, you and the women
wonderful,
brothers.
Wonderful, we'll be glad to
be watching your show down there.
All right, Benny, now I reckon you'd better sing a song. What's it going to be?
I saw your face in the moon.
Good enough.
I saw your face in the moon. Ah, you threw a smile at me. You pretended you were happy, but in your eyes I could see you were hiding thoughts of my own. Ah, did you and I want to steal? Oh, I could see your smile was waiting for the gloom. When I saw your face in the moon, I saw your face in the moon. I wanted so much to hold you, but I just can't get to you. I guess by now I'll go home dreaming. I hope maybe you'll come back soon. Oh, your sweet smile is driving me wild since I saw your face in the moon. Well, little honey, since I saw your face in the moon.
Grant Turner, I understand the shrubs and flowers and lawn out at your place are really something to see.
Well, thank you, Roy.
And I understand you do all the work yourself, that it's sort of a hobby with you. Doesn't all that hard work sort of bother you?
Well, it's a chore, all right, but I've made a discovery about yard work. It's not half as hard if you sort of take it easy by stopping now and then for a pipe full of good Prince Albert smoking tobacco. You know, Prince Albert gives you such a cool, comfortable smoke.
Prince Albert tastes good, too, Grant.
Yes, sir, you bet your life it does. That's because that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural tobacco flavor and goodness, and even makes it better.
And it's crimp cut, so it packs right, burns cool and lazy-like.
Yes, if you like a making cigarette, try PA in an OCB paper. It rolls easy and stays put.
Yes, sir, pop smoker or making man, let Prince Albert help take the rough edge off of any hard job with its smooth, rich, mellow flavor. Get the tastiest, comfortable smoke ever with Prince Albert, America's fastest-selling smoking tobacco. Howard Foster and all the Opry Square dancers in a hoedown called Liberty. So grab a partner and join in on the fun. Johnny Ford through the call. Get up here. Yes, sir.
First line, hold up. Second line, half circle, and the two ladies change. Change back, ladies. Get them again. Hold me in the center, join for halfway. Don't you go. First line, hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Get it. Here you go. Next up, we got all the line. And keep that bird in the cage. Hurry out. Go in. Go out. And have a look at you. Watch it. Put it there. You're holding that here. Hold it. Right hand across and turn left. Left and right back the other way. Here from part of my life. Stand by. Oh, good. Good boy, everybody back. You're not here. You're not here. Take the bit. Take the bit. Go away. Take the bit. Take the blood off. Yep.
Thank you, Howard Forrester and the Cedar Hill Square Dancer. Now here's one of the Smoky Mountain boys. No, that ain't right, cause you can see for yourself she ain't no boy. Lovely Miss June Webb with a great song she has recorded on the Hickory label, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. June, let's have it.
Thank you. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Thank you, June. But for the life of me, I can't understand why a girl as pretty as you would ever be lonesome. I just can't believe it. Well, that's a signal, sort of, for us to pause just a minute in the middle of all the fun and frolic and give thought to Him who makes all things possible. And as we do, we want to give thanks to Him for making our lives so abundant. Now, in His praise, here's a fine old hymn, Cabin in Glory Land. Call home, but I failed here to find it, so I must travel on. Don't care for fine mansions on earth seeking sand.
Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory.
For I feel I'm not worthy to receive all of this. I'm praying, dear Savior, from Thy blessed hand,
for just a little cabin in the corner of glory.
Neighbors, thanks a lot. Well, now we country people have lots of pleasures, but the one we like most of all is being out in the woods with a pack of good dogs, hot on the scent of one of the smartest four-legged creatures that ever robbed a hen house. Here is Jimmy Riddle and his harmonica, all set to tell you the whole story of the fox chase. Jimmy? Thank you, Jimmy. We could hear it all. And speaking of hearing things, you haven't heard anything till you've heard our next guest. Here she is, the girl who can talk faster than Tim Tam can run. Miss June Carter!
You all thought you was going to see Miss Cousin Minnie Pearl, didn't you? Well, it ain't her. You see, she got stuck up in New York this week, and she didn't get here, so I'm what you're going to have to look at. She really did. She got stuck.
How'd she get stuck?
Well, you see, she ran into Clark Gable on the street up there, and her bubble gum got stuck in his mustache.
Oh, Minnie Linden, how do you feel, June?
Well, I ain't felt too good this last week, Roy. To tell you the truth, this is going to be my last time on the Grand Ole Opry until in the fall. I ain't felt too hot. I went to the doctor for a checkup, and he said I'd gained too much weight.
Is that right?
Yeah, he said... He said I gained too much, and I was going to have to cut out sweets. So I cut out sweets first day, and then I cut out starches the second day. And the third day, I cut out liquids, and I've been cutting out paper dolls all day today. I'm about to starve to death. That's what's the matter with me. He told me, he said, take another notch in your belt. But I can't. I ate my belt yesterday. He said, no. He said, go ahead then. Just eat anything you want to. He said, just cram it in your mouth. He said, don't swallow it. Just cram it in there. Don't swallow a dab of it. So, see, that's what my trouble is. Mm-hmm. He gave me a whole bunch of pills. I'm taking about 20 pills. I got one going to my liver, and I got one going to my heart, and I've got one going to my gallbladder. I don't need a doctor. What I need is a traffic cop.
You sure do.
Oh, well. Somebody's tickled.
Yeah. Me for one.
No, I've got one pill that's really supposed to help me. It's kind of a funny sound of name. It's like the name of a town over there in England.
Over in England?
Yeah, it's a funny sound of the name.
London.
No, that's not it. It's a different kind of
Bristol?
Pill. No, that's not it.
Liverpool?
That's it, Liverpool. June Carter's Little Liverpool is what I'm taking now. I'd have been here a little earlier tonight, but I got on a bus out there next to Madison where I live, and I got on there, and I started down the road, and we come about 3 blocks, and the driver, he pulled up, and he stopped, and he turned, and he looked at me, and he said, you're sorry. He says, I'm just sorry as I can be, lady, but you're going to have to get off this far as I go. So I got off, and I stood there a minute, and this other bus come along, and I got on it, and I rode it about 4 blocks, and he pulled up and stopped, and he says, I'm sorry, lady, but you're going to have to get off this as far as I go. So I got off, and then I got on this other bus, and it was the last one I was on. I rode it clean across the Woodland Street Bridge, and we run right smack dab into one of them great big old stone walls, and I went right through the windshield of that bus and scooty-scoot right across that radiator and brrrr. Right across the road and landed in a great big pile of rocks with a great big old fat woman sitting right straddling my neck. Yeah, I said, I'm sorry, lady, you're going to have to get off. This is as far as I go.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, June Carter. Thank you.
Benny Martin, where are you, good buddy? Come here, I want to talk to you. I noticed that you smoke Prince Albert. What do you like best about it as a smoking tobacco?
Well, Roy, I like the comfort I get when I smoke a pipe full of PA. Of course, there's a lot of other reasons.
You're so right. For one thing, Prince Albert is always fresh. It's crimp cut, so it packs just right and burns cool and slow.
Yes, and PA sure tastes good, Roy.
Everybody likes Prince Albert's natural tobacco taste.
You can bet on that.
That's because that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural tobacco flavor and goodness. If you're a making man, PA in an OCB paper rolls easy, stays put, and smokes cool and mellow. So making man or pop smoker, enjoy a tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test. The rude Prince Albert is naturally best. Smoke so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow, PA.
Now here is Benny Martin and his 8-string fiddle to play and sing Me and My Fidel.
Thank you.
have roamed around, roamed all over many a town. Seems to me that no one ever cares. Ah, when you're lonesome and far away, this is the story that I can say. Just me and my fiddle are always on our way. All alone, we have no one to call our own. I'm so lonesome, lonesome as can be. For I've been wishing I'd find a gal, someone who will be my pal. Just me and the fiddle are all alone, you see.
That was Benny Martin, and believe me, Benny has made that fiddle himself. He's got, a patent on it, possibly. It's actually an 8-string fiddle. When he gets 4 more on there and makes it 12, I want to be around. Benny, you were a great guest tonight. Now we've got another entertainer for you. We're just loaded with talent tonight. He's a boy who's, well, he's sort of shy, and sometimes he's a little hard to hear, but here he is anyway with a song called Good Old Mountain Dew. Bashful Brother Oswald!
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar. Old Uncle Billy's got him still on the hill, where he runs off a gallon or two. The buzzards in the sky get the drunk, they can fly from the mountain, that good old mountain dew.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's the same Oz that come here to the station with me 20 years ago with his old 5-string banjo, and believe me, he is still loved by the millions who listen to him every Saturday night. Oz, that was a dandy. Well, now it looks like this time's running a little short, so if everybody will kind of gather around. Oz, you got your jug?
I've got it ready.
Let's hear you toot it one time. Just kind of give him a sound. And that's right. Now then, if everybody will gather around and just take your best holds, we'll try to do one here called, with the jug band called, They Cut Down the Old Pine Bush.
What did they do with the chip that blew when they cut down the old pine tree? Did they pick them up or just let them lay there on the ground till they rotted away? If anyone knows, won't you please tell me what they did with the chip from the old pine tree? Oh,
they cut down the old pine tree and they hauled it away to the mill.
Oh,
my heart will always be.
Oh,
just
Tinker and his fiddle, and the tune is a fine old breakdown called Leather Breeches. Howard, let her go, will you? Well, we sure have had a good time tonight, and hope you folks have enjoyed your visit to the Grand Ole Opry. Be sure to drop around next week when the singing son of Deepery, Texas, Jim Reeves, will be running things, and he'll have George Jones along as his guest. So then, friends, this is Roy Acuff speaking for all the Opry gang and saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. Let's go!
Love
that Camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Today, more people smoke and enjoy Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service. And WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.